Hello.
Hi, Marie.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you.
Oh, really? How was your Memorial Day?
It was all right.
Yeah. Were you busy?
A little more than cake, let me tell you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
And I would have been good.
It was nice for us to have a 3-day weekend. That was definitely needed.
I can imagine. I was talking to this guy, Mario. He owned his own company. We had tried to do the thing with Angie. He was with them too, but he was paying on a per lead basis. And we looking to do something. We are. You know, it's just I'm so skeptical. I'm not even going to lie. I know I need to do something.
Uh-huh.
You know, do something with the website. Do something, you know, because we had another friend just try Google. You know, he was on there for a couple months. He ain't gotten out one job yet.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is, I did explain to you kind of the timeline for it, right? So it isn't like you're going to be up there tomorrow. That's just simply not how Google works, right? I mean, there are things that go into, you know, backlinking, kind of getting everything put together, you know, getting you a website, getting all, you know, there's just keyword inputting, you know, really there's a lot of programming that goes into doing that. So, like I had said, the maximum results you're going to see are going to be 30 to 45 days. So that's why we ask that you give it at least 2 months, right? And then you're going to see the most results coming in after, you know, that between that 30 and 45 days.
Okay, that's what you were talking about. Because, see, it's a few of them out there. I just don't really know. You know, I guess I'm coming back. I'm coming off a severe low. We're doing this and trying to do anything, you know, as far as asbestos and mold goes.
Right.
You know, that's what it is, you know. So just trying to, I don't know, I guess figure it out. You know, when Mario and I, we were talking today, you know, he owns his company, and he needs to do something, too.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
well,
we both do.
You know, and it's like I explained to Marie, the things that you want to look for in a company are, you know, the whole reason why I work here. You know, we've been in business for 17 years. We do have that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a Google Premier Channel partner, which is the highest partner rated level in the industry. I mean, if you were even going to look up local SEO in Costa Mesa, we're number one on Google. So if we can do that for ourselves, we definitely can do that for you, right?
And you said you're number one on Google.
If you look local SEO in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
We're number one on Google.
You get a website, right?
Yes. So absolutely. So we'll get you your website within 7 to 14 days. We'll get you your reporting dashboard because, like I mentioned, we don't want you to take our word for it. So you get the reporting dashboard where you'll be able to see the clicks you're receiving, how many calls you're receiving, even the location of the searches that are performed. In addition to that, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients as well. And then also we'll get your company submitted with the most popular directory listing, you know, because the more relevant your company is, the better results you're going to see. So getting you with, up to 60 directory listings, kind of making it so that you're all across the board on the internet, right? And then giving you that exposure to mobile devices. So we would do the directory submissions and the dashboard within 5 to 7 days, the website within 7 to 14 days, and then you're going to see the maximum results within 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
And that would be for the $199 package with the $99 setup fee. So, like I said, you know, you didn't seem that interested in Facebook ads, so that would have been the more, yeah.
Keep that
out.
The thing is I don't go on Facebook. I don't use it that much. And
yeah.
If it's going to be something required, I don't know Facebook like that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
I understand.
If it's something that's requiring, you know, me to be going on Facebook all the time and doing this and doing that, it's just not going to happen.
That's totally fine. I mean, honestly, you know, to be completely honest with you, Marie, the only reason I keep my Facebook is because of my job, so that I can look up businesses. But other than that, I don't personally use Facebook. I don't like it. It's just, you know, it's for companies, it can be a great way to build brand awareness. 'Cause, you know, the thing is, if anybody looks for, you know, let's just say, asbestos anywhere on the internet and they go to Facebook, then you'll be an ad that will be on their feed. So as they're scrolling through, they'll see your ad, right? So that it's just, you know, kind of a great way to kind of saturate a larger area of people. But, you know, I mean, I understand not being into the Facebook thing, because the thing is with Facebook ads, even you have to have a personal Facebook, because the messages that are sent to you on your business Facebook are directed to your personal Facebook. So that's, yeah. I mean, if you're not that into it, then we don't have to do it. It's just, you know, an option.
Well, I don't want to have to do anything extra, like going on there and all that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't look at Facebook.
No, totally. Well, that's fine. The pro package,
you
then
know,
is going to be.
Now, some of them ads, with that being said, some of their ads have caught my attention. I'm not even going to
lie.
Some of the ads that's on there, have caught my attention before. It's just, you know, I'm in a specialty environment, a specialty trade, you know. So,
right.
It's a little bit different. All my work is, for the most part, heavy. You know.
Okay.
And that's the joke. So,
well, you know what, I say, you know, at least give it a shot, you know, I mean, try it out for 2 months, you know, and I mean, it's like, you're not locked into a contract, right? There's nothing that you're committed to, at least to, you know, see how it is going to help out your company and getting you listed there on the first page of Google, right?
Right. How long, how much time? Can I wait 2 weeks?
2 weeks to do it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so paying for itself and not me paying out. If I got to finance it, I don't need it. You know, and see, that's what kind of happened with Angie. I'm financing this out of my pocket, and I didn't get nothing to bring me back, you know. So, right, I lost about, what, $1,900? You know,
okay.
And didn't make nothing. You see what I'm saying? So, I believe something like that should be able to pay for itself.
Well, I mean, I think this is quite this isn't really comparable, right? I mean, because in 2 months,
right,
realistically, you're spending, let's just say for the first 2 months, what? Yeah, I mean, that's nothing
right?
near, you know, $1,900.
Right.
So $497. And then starting to get those jobs come in. And then once you start seeing them, then you know, stick with it, right?
Then, right.
So.
And then I'm not going to be, like, skeptical. That's what has me. I'm not even going to lie. I'm like, I just did this, you know, and it didn't work. And I just, you know, I don't have money to throw in the trash. I'm just getting back out here working.
Yeah.
You probably have more of your bank account than I do. I'm not even
going
to lie.
Well, you know, I live in California, so probably not.
No, I'm just saying, because, you know, we were not working. We were not able to work at all. We were not able to work. I work in a hazardous industry, and we weren't
right.
able to work, you know. So I basically paid a whole bunch of bills for more than 2 years, and then I didn't have a job. Lucky I didn't go out of business, you know, because it almost happened. It could have. But, yeah, well, the way I'm going to set it up, I am going to do it. I'm going to at least try it. The one thing I like, there's no contract, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
No contract. Well, that's, you know, and Marie, that's because we're a performance-based company. So we actually want to earn your business month to month, right? And showing you what we can do for you. So, I mean, I honestly think that any company that's telling you they're going to lock you in a contract, they're doing that because they know that they're not going to be able to get you the results you're looking for. you know, and yeah. and we give you that. Where we're you know, basically we're going to under-promise and over-deliver, right?
Right. Which I'd rather do that. But I mean, I was literally questioning whether their beads were real or not. You know, I'm saying just that alone. Is it real? Is it fake? You don't know how many I've gotten since I told them I don't want it anymore. Now the leads just pouring in. Oh, I want it painting, painting, painting. That's all they say. And it's all
yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I've heard this a lot, you know, and that's why, you know, this really is making it so unlimited calls are going directly to your phone, and they're not going through a third party, you know, and I mean, you can cherry pick the jobs you do want. I mean, we're not going to be sending you any leads. There'll be people that are calling you directly through Google. So it's just about getting that exposure on the first page, because 90% of those buying decisions are starting and stopping with those companies there on the first page. You know, if other people didn't believe in it, then they wouldn't do it, right? I mean, we wouldn't be in business for this long if it didn't work, right? So.
No, that's true.
So what do you think? You want to go ahead and give it a shot?
I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
Okay, so basically what we're going to do, Marie, is set you up with the package right now, and then I'm going to get some basic information about your company, and then go ahead and set you up for a client interview. So the client interview is going to take about 20 to 30 minutes. You know, we allow an hour slot just in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, but we'll probably schedule that, you know, tomorrow or whenever you're available. I mean, I know you're super busy, so... whenever you would be available.
I'm still at work.
Oh, okay. Well, so let's go ahead and get this set up. So what's your last name?
It's Massey, M-A-S-S-I-E.
I-T?
M-A-S-S-I-E.
I-E.
E as in Edward, uh-huh.
Okay. Perfect. And then, what's the best email for you?
My name, Marie, Massie, @yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. And so then, let's see. So this would be your a work phone, right? The 841-8535. And then your personal number is going to be the 441 number?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the best address for you, is it going to be the 709 Sheridan Avenue?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And... okay, so let's see. So what are going to be your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
You want to know what time I'm going to answer the phone, right?
Yeah, uh-huh, exactly.
You could do 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. Is that Monday through Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
On the Sunday, I'll ask.
Okay, do you want to do like Sunday by appointment? Or just put it through Sunday? Okay.
You can put it through Sunday. Okay. Doesn't matter. I'm going to, you know, I'll still always answer my phone.
Okay, perfect. Hey, you know what? I like to hear that actually. You know, I can't tell you how many business owners I talk to that say they only work Monday through Friday. And, you know, and they're like, plumbers and electricians, and I'm like, don't people like to get their work done on the weekend too? You know, but do you have a logo for your company, or do you want us to create one?
I have one.
Okay.
I don't have it with me.
Oh, that's fine. For your website.
Send me an email and remind me when I get home, then I'll send you the logo.
Okay. And then, do you, so what forms of payment do you take? Do you take, like, cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, all forms?
Yeah. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, check, cash. I'll take food stamp if you got it. No, I'm just
Hey, I take food stamps.
That was a joke, but I need some food stamps. Seriously.
I mean, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, food is expensive, you know.
Hey. If
and then
I'll buy it, and I ain't leaving it on my...
Yeah. So, and then I know you have license. I mean, it's not required for Google, but you do have licensing, right, for your company?
Yes. For okay. That, it's Vestic, Mold. And then, of course, the regular general business license.
And then the best forms of contact for you are going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
That is...
Okay. And so, asbestos, and then mold, and that's really all that you want to be found for, right?
What, do I, is it a pay per thing basis?
No. You actually are allowed up to 15.
Wait, hold on, can you, hold on 1 second, Jesse.
Sure.
Hold on. Hello, Jesse. I am so sorry.
Oh my God, you scared me.
I'm sorry. I had to get this. This guy is going to go pick up my waiver. I need to make sure it was ready.
Oh, I really think I just jumped out of my seat right now.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Okay. Oh, okay. So you're allowed up to 15 keyword phrases. You know, of course, just as long as there are services you offer. So I know it's asbestos and mold, but was there, like, any kind of variation of that?
No, you can just, I mean, there's different kinds of asbestos, but I could just be, you can do asbestos, lead, mold.
Okay.
Selective demolition. I need some words.
Okay.
I'm already tight. I'm just being here. I need to be at home. I will. Late. You know, I'm working late.
Okay. Okay. Well, this will only take a couple more minutes, and then we'll set up your client interview. All I'm going to do is read a voice verification, have you sign the invoice. So
you're going to read a voice certification? Say that again, a voice certification, you said?
A voice verification. It's just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it basically outlines the service agreement, but I'm also sending you everything in writing as well. For the client interview, are you, like, more available in the evenings or in the morning?
I'll be more available in the evenings.
Okay. I have, I have 5 to 6. Would that be okay?
5 to 6, yeah.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
So then for the billing, it's going to be the same address, right? The 709 Sheridan? Hello?
Yes, it's the same one. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. are you going to be doing Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
No. Can you do a check?
No. We only take debit or credit.
Why?
Well, it's just the only thing that we can put in our system. But once I update the information, it's not like anybody can see anything but the last 3 digits. So it's completely, you know, marked out, exited out, everything.
Oh. I don't have one with me, a card, because I canceled my card because to stop the Angie payment.
Oh, really? Okay. So
I canceled my card. I should be getting one any day now.
Any day? Okay.
Yeah, any day now I should be getting me a new debit card for the business.
Okay. Well, then I can go ahead and try back tomorrow. And you don't have any other card, and then you could just change it later on, or?
No, I want it for the business to be with business.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
Because I have a corporation, that's why.
No, that totally makes sense. So, I can try you back tomorrow. I just am going to have to go ahead and reschedule the client interview after the payment is processed.
Okay.
When you take the payment, do I have to start right then? Well, I can't wait and start for 2 weeks. Because, see, here's the one thing I don't want. This game to be the first of the month, and everything is stacking up on me on the first of the month. I got business insurance, you know. My personal bills, all that, is everything hit at the first of the month.
Well, even if you, like, pay tomorrow, you can't always change the payment date. So you can do that with, you let them know in your client interview that you want to change the payment, like, when the actual date comes out. But
I want to set the date that I want to start doing the stuff. I want to, this is what I want to do. Secure the spot.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want it to start, say the 17th of the month.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. That's what I want to do. Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but, you know, it's just the program wouldn't begin until then, right? So I can always, at least get your card number, you know, let's just say tomorrow, and put it for what's called a post date, and then run your card on the 17th. And then set up the client interview for that day or the next day or whenever, probably the 17th, because that's pretty far out. And then
right.
They would
well,
do...
I just...
mm-hmm. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I'm saying the thing is, I just want to... I want to do the stuff on, like, that's when I wanted to start, them to start taking money out of my account on, like, the 17th. I don't want another bill stacked up on the first.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can do that. Or I can just put it in and then get payment on the 17th and call you back then.
Okay.
Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what time works for you too, Marie?
I'm here. Well, you can call me about this time tomorrow, actually, because I'm almost done with this job.
Okay. Well, call you on the 17th, right? Around this time?
Wait, when are you?
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. So I'll call you then to get payment and everything.
Okay, yes.
And then we'll get you started. So call you around this time on June 17th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and do that, and we'll get you started then, okay?
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Well, hey, you know, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you then, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too as well. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.